The Red Dirt D&D Podcast is brought to you by Pro Laser Cuts. The Oklahoma company provides pre-made and customizable design laser cut dice towers, tokens, and more, developed by a gamer for gamers, and now available to enhance your tabletop game. Pro Laser Cuts products can be found at many Oklahoma City area game stores, local events, and now available online at ProLaserCuts.com. That's laser and cuts with a Z, Pro Laser Cuts. And by SD Way Gaming, where dice goblins unite. Our friends at SD Way Gaming celebrate the beautiful dice players handpick for their games and splendor. SD Way Gaming has expanded to include many tabletop gaming varieties, accessories, and similar fun necessities to include a service for your dice addiction. You can shop for a variety of products at SDWayGaming.com or find SD Way Gaming on Facebook.
Welcome to Red Dirt D&D. I'm Michael Cross, and I play Gaz, an orc barbarian, sworn protector of the Caliban frontier.
I'm Connor Schnold. I play Connor with a K, kobold sorcerer who's a continuous thorn in the Empire's side.
I'm Johnny Payne, and I play Zonimus Dinar, a paladin of Dusk, using vengeance as a tool to protect the ones I love.
I'm Kiri Hester. I play Poppy Tea Leaf, the halfling desert druid determined to save the wild places from the ambitions of civilization.
I'm Brooke Bullock, and I play Mokrin Stoneshaper, a young dwarf sorcerer finding his true family as revealed by the secrets of the frontier.
And I'm Ash King, your dungeon master. Join us now for Tales from the Caliban Frontier.
The catacombs beneath Shada are quiet once more. You all have just triumphed over a group of youngblood gnolls, the last of them going down in a blaze of glory, sacrificed to Lady Dusk by our resident paladin. You have not found the dragonborn Tavi yet, but you do have additional clues to where they may be.
Zonimus, I found these two health potions. You and I both probably need them. Would you like one of them right now?
Do you need them both?
No.
Really, neither of you need neither of them. And we can hold them on for emergencies, because I know I also am not feeling well. Makra and Connor, how are you?
I'm good.
I just got a scratch.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
I feel like you guys were good. Well, if you're down any, you'll get any of these.
I could go without it if you need it more than I do, as you hear blood splashing into the puddle.
Okay, everybody gets 22.
Wow!
Nice. Mask your wounds.
I only needed two of those, but thank you.
Same. That's awesome.
Zonimus, I do go ahead and hand you one of the potions. I'll keep one of them. So mark down that you have an extra potion of healing.
Which potion of healing is it?
Just regular.
So that's how many what?
2d4 plus 2.
See, those are for emergencies.
Yes.
When I cannot help
yep.
you.
Did always. That top everybody off?
Well, I'm down by 4.
Yeah, I'm only down by 3 at
when
this
I
point.
When I take the potion, I gingerly bump your hand and top you off.
Oh. Me?
Yeah.
With the potion?
No, you tapped.
Oh, yeah, so 4 more. Great, thank you. That gets me to full. Thank you.
And then I drink the potion.
There you go.
Hey, y'all. Connor found this mark from Tavi over here on the wall, and then I noticed that this whole panel will slide.
Very good. Are we ready to head on to our next destination? Hopefully, finding Tavi.
Connor, you want to lead the way? I'll be right behind you.
Sure. I don't know how many more marks of these Tavi was able to leave, but hopefully we'll be able to find him soon, and nothing more has happened to him. You said the door just slides?
Yeah, I'm seeing it right. You just push here and here and bumps.
Okay, but going forward, do we want to, because we don't know what's past this.
You want to use your staff again, Poppy?
Sure.
Stealth okay?
Yeah.
So what did everybody get?
35.
28.
29.
24.
Poppy got a 32. Wildfire got a 5 with a natural 1.
Plus 10?
10.
Oh, so 15.
15, okay.
If someone would like to, they may give me a survival check. Because you know that they went this way. So it's a question of, can you continue to follow the trail?
Can I assist goes for advantage?
Great. A 16.
Okay. So the path is somewhat visible, but also somewhat difficult to follow, just because it's difficult to kind of see what you're looking for. And again, there are miles and miles of these catacomb tunnels beneath the streets of the city. So you search for about 3 hours before you finally come to another chamber. How long does Pass Without Trace go for?
It's only 1 hour.
It's at will, so when an hour is up, I can redo it. Okay. But then I don't know if we have to redo stealth checks then.
We can go ahead and keep the previous rolls. I won't make you roll again. So you all are going through these catacombs, sneaking your way around. Sometimes you'll find like a random ossuary where there's just, you know, a collection of gnoll skeletons in various states of completion. But eventually you do make it to a pretty good sized cavern. The tunnel opens out once again. And it's a big circular, somewhat domed room where at one point might have been a cistern years and years and years ago, might have been something else. But you do see, situated in the middle of the room, a gnoll sitting with their back to you, kind of on this rock in the center of the room, in what looks to be a meditative pose. And nearby, kind of lazing next to it, look to be two hound-like creatures. But they don't look like your regular friendly neighborhood doggos. Look a little meaner, a little more fiendish. And it's not you all that set them off. It's Wildfire.
They smell the dog.
That tracks. So it's a round dome shape. About how high is the ceiling? How big around is the room, give or take?
I would say the room itself, about a 40-foot diameter. And then the ceiling, 15, 20 feet. Pretty big dome. And so the figure that was seated in a meditative pose on the rock stands up and just turns to face the doorway that you all are coming through.
I'm going to put my hand up for everyone to stop. And then I will see that Poppy is pulling this off about as good as I am. So I'll motion to Poppy to take left, and I'm going to go right. And I'm basically doing this just to see if anyone looking towards the doorway of the entryway looks left or right whenever we separate.
Trying to figure out if they can see all of us or if they can really just know that Wildfire's in the hallway.
The hounds, at least, do seem to be focused on Wildfire. So Wildfire's the only one that so far they have spotted. Because the rest of you got well above what they were able to scent.
So here's what I want to do for narrative and for mechanic. I want to look at everyone and go for like a thumbs up or something. And I want that thumbs up to have the enthusiasm of your initiative roll. Because I want to do something, but it depends where I land an initiative, if I do it or not.
Roll initiative. Zani, what'd you get?
10.
Connor.
17.
Gaz.
12.
Makran.
15.
Poppy.
16, which is also Wildfire. We share.
Gaz, what's your dex modifier, please?
My dex modifier is plus 2.
Okay. We are actually starting with the hounds. They are going to do additional sniff checks. They're growling at Wildfire, but it's that whole, like, don't come any closer.
Yeah, stay back.
But they are like also sniffing and like looking around. Did you guys start coming in and fan out?
I think they did. I'm still in the back because I'm the last one. So more likely it was Poppy and Wildfire on the right.
Yeah.
Makran in front, followed by Connor, followed by Gaz in the doorway. So Makran's right there in the doorway.
Okay, right there in the doorway. Okay. So Makran, one of the hounds is going to approach, opens its mouth, and you see a glow in the throat. Fire breath. Yeah! 15-foot cone. So, I need dexterity saving throws, please.
From who?
Everyone but you and me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wildfire?
If Wildfire's with you, Pop, then he's safe.
Okay.
What did everybody get?
18.
18? Pass.
11.
Fail.
7.
Fail. Will be 22 points of fire damage.
Yeah.
half if you saved.
Okay.
And then you would half again because you have resistance to fire. And then you do just kind of hear from the figure on the rocks as they turn around, good boys. And that will be it for my hellhounds. So Connor, you would actually be next up.
I guess just a quick question. Mm-hmm. Does that pop us out of stealth?
So they spotted Mokrin. Because I gave them another perception check because they had previously spotted Wildfire.
Uh-huh.
I would say yes, because I'm assuming, okay. You know, once you took damage and got hit, so you guys are popped out of stealth.
Okay. Another question. Did it come right up to Mokrin to do this, or is it back like a little bit?
Maybe about 5 feet back from Mokrin, not too far.
Oh, okay.
Still to get my pack tactics?
I'd say in this case, no.
And then my last thing, before I actually do something,
okay.
Could I do an insight to see what its resistances are?
Sure.
14.
You can safely assume that it's probably either resistant or possibly even immune to fire.
Okay. I'm going to use a sorcery point to transmute spell. And once again, change Firebolt into Coldbolt. Gonna guess a 10 does not hit.
A 10, no.
Okay.
That all for you, Connor?
Yeah.
Poppy.
Okay. I'm looking at Tidal Wave spell that can be 30 feet long. I started moving around the room. I want to get as close to the 3 o'clock position as I can. Try to finagle it to hit as many things as I can.
I will say you can get one dog and the figure in the center of the room.
Okay, I'll settle for that. So I'm going to cast that. Let's go ahead and upcast it to fourth level. That is a dex check. 16 is what you're trying to hit.
So my pupper got a dexterity save of 16. The gnoll figure in the center of the room. Okay, so that gets me a 16 exactly.
Okay, so then they would both save. So then they would not be prone. And then they're going to take 14 damage pre-halved for you. It was 28, halved okay. 14.
So 14 damage.
Bludgeoning.
And I'm going to go ahead and use a reaction. Since you attacked, you are no longer in stealth.
Mm-hmm.
So the figure in the center of the room spots you. So you see them look to you and you see hellfire in their eyes. And I need you to make a constitution saving throw, please.
10.
That is a fail. Ah! That will be 18 points of necrotic damage as he fiendishly rebukes you.
I will. Reaction. Wildfire, get out of here!
All right. Is that all for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mokrin, you're up.
Mokrin is going to bonus action share his stone aegis with Poppy. So she'll have a reduction on piercing, slashing,
what?
Bludgeoning. Can he also do a knowledge check on these hellhounds?
Sure.
Probably not. A 10.
Okay, what are you trying to...
If they're from this plane.
With a 10, I would say it's difficult to say.
Okay.
I mean, yes, these types of creatures do tend to be fiendish, but as far as our plane of origin,
no knows? Worries. We will try again later on that. And then he is going to throw a second level chromatic orb, a modified 24 to hit on the hellhound that threw a flame breath on me. 25 points of damage.
And what type of damage?
Acidic damage.
Okay.
Last but not least, I'm going to move out of the doorway towards Zonimus's side.
Okay. I'm kind of picturing Poppy went towards the 3 o'clock and Zonimus is probably heading towards 9 o'clock.
Yes.
And that will actually bring us to Gaz.
All right. Gaz is going to bonus action rage and run into the room toward the guy. Straight at him. And attack with my flame tongue. 28 to hit.
We'll hit.
20 points of damage. Do you need that divided up?
Yes, actually.
12 points of slashing, 8 points of fire.
Do you notice that the fire doesn't seem to be as effective as you would hope?
Second attack. Nat 20. 13 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
15 points of fire damage. And it's my turn.
Okay, it's his turn. You're right in front of his face?
Yes.
Charisma save, please.
7.
You see Gaz in front of you suddenly flicker out of existence.
Ooh, I've been banished.
Yeah, you see Gaz just flutter and sputter and waver out of view as he is sent off to only the gods know where. Zani, we're back to you, buddy.
I'm going to whip out my bow. Whisper an oath of vengeance to end him. 19.
19 will hit.
For 21 points of damage. As I knock another arrow with a nat 20.
He maintains concentration on banishment on the first hit.
Okay, so 34 points of damage. Then I will just keep moving around a bit more away from where the dogs are. Hoping the dogs are super loyal and they come running to their master being attacked.
And one's by the master and one's up right where we came in, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
All right, Gaz, you're back.
And it's good to be back from banishment. It's also really great to have you here as we take a moment for our mid-show break. This is a perfect time to welcome our newest Patreon member, MKDIR. Great to have you aboard. Other Patreon members include Germbot, Courtney, David Adams, and Carla Stevenson. Our Patreon members get our episodes 4 days early, access to our Discord server to talk to the cast and other fans, as well as the full versions of our roundtable discussion. Speaking of roundtables, we have a new one coming out this Friday. So head over to patreon.com/reddirtdnd right now to get the full version when it drops. Over the past 2 years, we here at Red Dirt D&D have been getting to know other actual play podcasters. When you get done with this show, check out our new friends at Power Word Crit.
In a world filled with tabletop roleplay games,
I'm going to hand her a big, juicy onion. It's good for health.
Bounce, 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 bounce. You won't have cat for dinner.
Pride, get up. We're moving.
And now the fire has an initiative.
Power Word Crit is an actual play RPG podcast with plenty of puns, pigeon bears, and plucky personalities. We are a podcast focused on having fun, crisp audio, clean content, and trying out all sorts of systems, including 5th Edition Dungeons & Dragons, Monster of the Week, and many more to come. Check us out and be involved in our adventures. Whether you're looking for a high fantasy romp or a paranormal investigation, we've got you covered. Find Power Word Crit at powerwordcrit.com, YouTube, or all major podcast platforms.
You can find Power Word Crit wherever you get your podcasts. If you are wanting more Red Dirt D&D, check out our YouTube page with new episodes of Secrets of Monster Island every Monday and Plausible Deniability with Johnny, Brooke, and I every other Thursday. Find us at youtube.com/c/reddirtdd. Also look for us on our Twitch page with Ash and I on A&M Talk D&D every Tuesday at 6:30. Look for us at twitch.tv/reddirtdnd. In the meantime, come visit us on the web at reddirtdnd.com. Share us with friends and family on Twitter and Facebook at reddirtdnd. And get insights on the show through our wiki page at reddirtdnd.fandom.com. Also make sure and leave us a comment on your favorite podcatcher. All right, let's get back to the battle in the catacombs beneath the city of Shada, out in the Caliban frontier.
Alright, Gaz, you're back. Zonimus, I do need you to give me a constitution saving throw, please. Are you getting rebuked?
13.
13. Okay, that fails, so you will take all of these. Be 27 points of necrotic. That brings us back to the top with the hellhounds. So one is going to run back and basically try to come at you from behind, Gaz. Mm-hmm. And it does get pack tactics, because it has an ally.
Plus you had advantage anyway, because I'd try to attack reckless.
23 to hit.
That is.
For 4 points of piercing, and then...
reduced to two.
7 points of fire. And then the other hound, I do think that one is going to come to where Zonimus, it can get you in that 15-foot cone. And Mokrin, did you run closer to Zonimus?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, I do think the two of you would be in that 15-foot cone. So if you, Zonimus and Mokrin, could give me dexterity saving throws, please.
Natural 20.
Okay. Nice.
25. Okay.
Would have been 21 points, so half will be 10. And that will be all for my hounds. Connor.
So just so I understand this right, in the middle, it's the dog, Gaz, and then the dude, right?
Yep.
So I am going to streak out a bolt of lightning. It says 100 feet, and every creature in that line must make a dexterity saving throw. So Gaz, sorry, you're in there too.
What am I doing?
Dexterity saving throw. And I'm upcasting to 4th level.
20.
32 points of lightning damage.
Well, you kill the guy and you kill the dog.
Oh, so. Wow.
All right, Poppy. There's one dog remaining.
Do we try to make him friends? We've been attacking him. He doesn't want to be our friend. But I will give him the chance. Now get on now. Get. Go home! And that's all I'm gonna do this turn. I'm not gonna attack the little puppy unless he attacks me. So I guess I will hold an action to just attack with my non-magic bowie sword if he directly attacks me.
Are you trying to persuade or are you trying to intimidate?
I feel like I'm not trying to intimidate him. I'm just saying like, go home! 22.
Yeah, you notice the ears go back, the tail kind of tucks between the legs. So it seems as if this other dog is losing the will to continue the fight.
Don't hurt him, he gonna get on git.
Mokrin.
Mokrin's going to ready an action to cast banishment if this dog becomes aggressive again.
Right, next up would be Gaz.
I'm going to bonus action drop my rage and search the body of the bad guy.
You do find a note, and I will give you information.
Yeah, cool.
Well, he would have been next, but he's dead, so. Zonimus.
I am dumping the remaining 51 hit points into me from my hands. That's my turn.
All right, rolling back around to the top, it would be the Hellhound's turn, and with Poppy's persuasion, the Hellhound does decide that it is going to go off to search for greener pastures.
Does it banff out, or does it, like, skitter back down the hallway?
It goes running down another hallway.
So let's look around and see what we can find. Oh, I look at this note.
The note doesn't really have a signature, but it does have instructions. Basically says, to receive your reward, bring the Dragonborn to Black Rock before the new moon.
Black Rock? That would be like Obsidian Waste, you think?
I mean, it's the name of a, like the Pillars. You know how the Pillars had a name and it was like a place? I don't think an entire region, AKA the Obsidian Waste, I think it's not that.
Can guys and I get a roll on Black Rock?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
History?
Yeah, let's ask our frontier experts.
You bet.
History?
Yep.
That's why I asked.
I'll give somebody guidance. I don't care who takes it.
Now, 10.
You, 7.
Even miss.
No.
Do we see Tavi around anywhere?
Or another exit?
Yes, there are other exits from this room.
Excellent. Okay, good.
Good,
good, good, good.
Kana, are there any Tavi marks on the walls or anything?
Yeah, can I look around for those?
Perception, please.
Can I get your guidance for
that?
Yep,
it's a D4.
A 12?
No.
Now, Muffin. Wildfire, you done got us in a lot of trouble. Now, earn your keep and sniff him out. So he's going to try to sniff out Tavi and see how he does. 21? Does he smell Tavi?
Looking for Stone Cunning, Mokrin got a 22. It is an 18 if we're just doing investigation.
With Wildfire, he does pick up on the scent again, so he can kind of start leading you guys down another set of tunnels. What was your end goal with the stone cutting or investigation?
Just to see if we saw any more of the Tavi marks, or if there happened to be like another secret passage or panel or anything like that.
At this point, you're kind of so deep into the catacombs that they kind of at this point start to defend themselves.
Yes.
To follow the tracks. As we're going, I'm going to do a healing potion.
If anyone's like a little hurt, I can do some lower level healing stuff.
Yeah, we're about
to save it for 61 now, maybe.
Or 81. Yeah.
We might need you to dump it in combat to help us.
Because I've got 48 of.
We also do have some like superior potions.
Yes, we do.
So, as you are following Wildfire, it eventually gets to the point where, after a couple more hours of travel, you come out of an exit of the catacombs. And looking out of it, this has taken you beyond the city walls. Mm-hmm. The city of Shada lies behind you.
Of course.
The desert lies before you.
Looking up and down the walls, is there another door back in so that we don't have to go back through the catacombs?
Back through the catacombs.
I mean, I guess you guys wanted to go back for that guy.
But that sounds exhausting. And then also in regards to that note, when's the new moon?
Yeah, Druid.
Oh, yeah. I look at the moon.
Looking at the moon, there is just the faintest sliver.
We got like a day.
Pretty much by tomorrow.
But I bet Blackrock is a local land feature and we could ask somebody back inside. And we gotta give that girl the rest of her money.
Or we just keep going. We're following a trail right now. Let's keep going. Why would we leave the trail?
Did you restock find creature?
I do have locate creature, but it's only good for 1,000 feet. Can I do another sniff check?
Go for it.
25.
Yeah, we can continue to lead you all.
Good.
Now that we are not in the, we're just kind of in the open air, I will get back in the saddle. You can only stealth so much in an open desert.
As Wildfire continues to lead you all out into the desert, the trail does certainly get difficult just because out in the open air, desert, wind, but you do start to see off in the distance various rock and cave formations.
Here's what we know. They were traveling on foot, so presumably it's somewhere that they could walk to in a day, which means we could walk there in a day.
Makra, where are we on your map?
Yeah, that was, I had two questions. Which side of the city of Shada did we come out on, like north, south, east, west, can we tell?
Western side.
On the western side, okay. So further into the Caliban, right?
Well, actually, at this point, you're heading towards the Flame Peaks.
Okay.
You can actually kind of see them in the distance.
Smoky.
Absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, distant.
Mountains.
Yeah.
Like legit mountains.
Insane. So far.
Oh my goodness, that's great. And then secondly, 3 hours walking, 2 hours walking, we'd been underground for about 6 hours. And we went down in the evening, so is it like...
Early morning.
Early morning? Early morning. Mm-hmm. We went down early morning,
yeah,
okay.
It's slowly, like dawn is actually starting to break on the horizon.
Okay. The eastern sunrise behind us, we can see the shadows of these rock formations ahead of us.
I mean, I ain't real familiar with Shada and the landscape out here, but we're on the western side of the city, and that sure do look like it could be what they're headed for right up ahead of us.
Right.
Gaz, are those the flame peaks on the horizon way out there?
Correct. Out there over to the west. Further as we go, we will hit the flame peaks.
We're out here pretty far.
Hazard to guess that we're probably out farther than any dwarf has been before.
Or halfling.
I mean, it's in a good way, Gaz, but would they even know what halflings is out here?
Probably not, unless you're a long-lived creature like Yalpix or the dragons.
Or you've been out east recently.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But naturally, your common gnoll would not know what a halfling or a dwarf would be.
Probably just think that we're children.
So, you have the sun rising in the east on the horizon. You have these various rock formations out in front of you. I would go ahead and give me another survival, or if you want to use Wildfire.
I want to do that to you. Can I get assistance on
the
survival?
I'll help you on that.
Okay. 21.
16. He didn't do so good.
There's been a group recently in the area, and they are heading kind of deeper into these rock formations.
As we get closer to the rock formations, that'd probably be a better time to use your staff again, Poppy.
Okay.
And the obsidian wastes are somewhere up ahead of us to the west, right? Was it directly west from Shada?
Technically, yes, they're somewhat west of Shada.
Okay.
But they are not north of Shada.
No.
The obsidian wastes go down to the south of Shada.
So it's toward the southwest.
Yeah.
All right.
The Whistlewind Caverns are on the edge of the wastes or in the wastes?
They are to the south of Shada, at least 3 to 4 days travel south of Shada. And the obsidian wastes are another 2 to 3 days travel west of Shada. As the sun begins to rise behind you, you begin to head towards a mysterious rock formation where you hope the trail of Tavi ends.
Red Dirt D&D, Tales from the Caliban Frontier, is Ash King as our Dungeon Master, Brooke Bullock as Mokrin Stone Shaper, Johnny Payne as Zonimus Dinar, Kiri Hester as Poppy Teely, Connor Chenold as Connor the Kobold, and I'm Michael Cross as Gaz. Special thanks to our Silver Star Paladin patron, Shenanigans Unplugged. Our theme music was created by the Cinemagician PJ Castillo. Our incidental music comes from Jeffrey McBride. Our sound effects and additional music, courtesy of TabletopAudio.com, Sirenscape, and Monument Studios. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and at RedDirtD&D.com. We here at Red Dirt D&D could really use your help in getting the word about us. If you like what you've heard, make sure and subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. Also, tell your friends about Red Dirt D&D. You can also support the show at patreon.com/reddirtdnd. We have several giving levels to help us grow up big and strong. Join us next time as we go deeper into the Caliban Frontier.
Oh, no.
Wildfire.
Because I had already decided that the previous role was me. Mm-hmm. Wildfire's not a halfling.
Nope.
Do your fate chips not count for Wildfire? All
right, I'm not spending one on this.
Come on, bait. We get up to the little tunnel and Wildfire's like, roof, roof.
It's fine.
He starts barking because the door just like moves out of the way. And he lost track of where all of us are. And so he's like,
I think it'd be great if we all walked into a room and then Wildfire comes in behind us and everything in the room goes, what? And now we know where it is and it has no idea where we are and it thinks there's just one dog.
Just a dog.
Went to the mall yesterday to buy a Hellfire Club t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Every store that would sell them is like, yeah, we're out and that website's out and our warehouse is out. And I would tell you to keep coming back and checking every week, but all the employees have one on hold. And so I did score a Hellfire Club mug.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, you should take it to your next D&D session. I was like, oh, it's tomorrow. They're like, oh, you really play? I was like, actually.
Oh, nice.
And it was a pretty cool conversation, yeah.
That's cool.
I also had to plug a D&D podcast moment this week. I went to the bookstore yesterday because I'm going to camp next week. And sometimes the children are working, and if my only job is to make sure they don't burn anything down. I'm not supposed to help them. They have to figure it out. I'm just there to watch them. And I get bored, so I take books. And so I was going to go get some books because all of the books I have at the library on hold, I'm like 8 weeks out. And she's like, well, I was telling her about my books that I wanted. She didn't have any of them. But it's this tiny little bookstore in my tiny little town. And so she was like, I'll order them, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, you should join our fantasy book club that meets blah, blah, blah. And I was like, actually, that conflicts with my D&D. And she's like, oh, you play D&D? And I was like, actually,
yay!
I'm part of
it. Just play D&D.
Yeah. I have a D&D podcast.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
This thumbs up. Reads 16.
My thumbs up reads hold.
Okay.
Because a lone wolf down in the...
Yeah, it's real weird.
Down in the catacombs. That's suspicious.
Especially a lone wolf with a saddle and saddlebags.
That's weird.
And his little accountant coins.
And an accountant cap.
Bludgeoning damage.
And they're wet. Everybody's shoes gets a little splitter.
Smells like burnt wet dog in
here. You're our heavy hitter. That's really...
You're on the plane you're from.
Annoying.
I mean, he'll come back.
He'll come back in a minute.
That's fine. Yeah. No, that's or good. This if is we good, actually, kill the guy. I needed to change anything, something anyway. So.
Banish a concentration? Is it a...
Yes.
Yes, okay. See? We got... It's fine.
You're fine.
Go hang out with Pete in the break room.
All right, Gaz, you're back.
Oh.
Enjoy your break.
Oh, guys, wow. You are not going to believe what I just saw.
Was it a polar bear? Did he offer you a Coke?
Yes, but I didn't have time to drink it.
His name is Pete. He's real nice.
There's one a whole day, other place.
One day I'll cast that spell again, and he'll get to run free. Do we try to make him friends? That's the real question.
I have one word for you.
Yes.
Dibs.
I have an 8 for persuasion. I am a very persuasive young lady.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, you are.
Jedi mind trick on. What is this note?
I take it out of his hand and flip it around the right side up and give it back to him.
I know it doesn't have pictures.
Maybe those tusks get in the way of your reading.
Okay, you two. Put them away. Put them away. Read the note. We're probably out farther than any dwarf has been before.
Or halfling.
If I take one more step, it'll be the first set of
Nice. Good job. Good job.
I like that YouTube edit where they just keep playing it and he takes a step and he goes, if I take one more step, they just keep playing it over and over again.
That's how they kept themselves entertained for like
3 minutes.
Miles.
That would get very old.
Not if you're a halfling.
You might be a little bit more, because they're gnolls, they're furred. You probably might be more of like, oh, okay, I can tolerate that one. Who is the more hair you got, the closer you are to having
He's
fur all over
very
you.
Very patchy.
A mangy. Oh, no.
Mangy gnoll.
Bald.
A short, mangy gnoll. That's what you is.
Look at that poor creature. It's only developed fur on its face.
I always want to talk during DM downtime. This is the snazzy for the outtakes. Hey, audience, this is for you. Sticking around past the credits. Always want to talk during DM downtime for the outtakes. I'm Johnny.